All right, I'm ready.
All right.
In 3, 2, 1. Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Okay. Now this one, like, it's going to get mixed reviews. There's going to be people that are going to take this the wrong way. They're going to think I'm being a hater, all this other stuff. Or they're going to feel like I'm being overly sensitive or not sensitive enough to certain things. But the NFL announced today the suspension of Deshaun Watson for the now Cleveland Browns. This former Houston Texan quarterback, who, by the way, just recently signed a $230 million contract. Now, when he signed that contract, Will, I knew he wasn't going to get suspended for the entire year. You think the Cleveland Browns owners aren't talking with Roger Goodell and the NFL before they sign that deal? You think they don't all, they're not all in cahoots when it comes to this stuff?
Yeah.
Now, a judge dropped, I guess said that they couldn't prosecute him on, I don't know, 20, I think it was 27 charges or accusations by 24 women for sexual misconduct or massage treatments. But the NFL has their personal conduct policy. They've suspended people for all kinds of stuff. Long suspensions. And when I saw all these accusations, and yes, he couldn't be prosecuted, I guess. There wasn't enough to do it. But I think there's enough out there to know that this guy, at the very least, is a scumbag, right? Like, I mean, who gets all these massages from all these different girls off of Instagram? And then for all of them to say, yeah, he pulled his ding-dong out on us and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, look, I'm all about due process and, you know, that he could be getting set up and all this other jive. But it doesn't look good when, you know, you're getting these professional massages. I say this with air quotes. But the where you go to get them is Instagram, and you get a different girl almost every single time. To me, that's creepy. That's creepy town.
Is it creepy, but is it criminal?
But it's not always criminal. Like, a lot of suspensions, there's nothing criminal about it. Tom Brady got 4 games because he knew that some balls got deflated, allegedly.
Well, that's the thing, right? And there's been other things that the NFL has kind of put their nose into that maybe they shouldn't have. I mean, who was it? Was it Calvin Ridley who got suspended? He's
done. I was about to get to that. He got a year for gambling on his own team to win. He didn't gamble against them. He put some money on a Vegas book that they were going to win the game. He just likes to gamble. Should he got in trouble if it's against the NFL's conduct policy? Sure. But keep the same energy, NFL. The guy can't bet on a game. He gets suspended a year. But somebody allegedly date rapes a bunch of girls and you get 6 games? Jameis Winston, he, you know, allegedly grabbed a girl in the pee in an Uber. What did he get? 3 games, right?
Yeah, 3 or 4, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just one of the, like, should they be suspending people for allegations, period? Because this, I feel like this kind of started with Ben Roethlisberger, right?
When
he got accused, and he wasn't criminally prosecuted.
Nope.
And they couldn't even prove the allegation, and they still went ahead and suspended him. So now they're kind of on the hook for taking every single, allegation as some sort of punishment, even if the criminal justice system doesn't get involved. I think that was a bad course of action for the NFL.
Yes.
But so now they're forced to act. And you're right. It probably was one of those things where they went, we want to give them a half season. And then they said, we'll appeal if you do that. And then they said, all right, we'll give them 6. And they said, okay, fine. Because they didn't want an appeal. That's going to look bad if he tries to appeal it. So they just want to get it over with. And yeah, I'm sure they knew that he was.
You got to keep the same energy. Josh Gordon missed 3 seasons
for weed
because he smoked weed.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a victimless crime.
I mean, what are we doing? Like, keep the same energy. That's my thing. When I saw this, I wasn't like, oh, this guy needs to fry, because I'm due process guy. I'm innocent until proven guilty guy. But this isn't the law. This is NFL conduct policy, and they're able to levy whatever penalty they want, however they want. And they had a female judge oversee this thing. And if you don't think she's not being paid off, you're high as a kite. She puts out a 16-page report and then says, yeah, I recommend 6 games. Come on.
Like, but there's no like protocol with this stuff. It's all negotiation between the NFLPA and the league. Well, money, yeah, but there's still, I mean, mostly negotiate. Well, we want to give them, you know, they wanted to give them at least a half season, probably for that, for those allegations. I mean, Calvin Ridley's spending for the whole year. Like you said, Josh Gordon. I mean, there's a lot of different examples, but there's no, like, the justice system has, okay, if you, you know, murder in the first degree, this is what the sentence protocol is here. The league doesn't have anything like that. So it's all between the mediator, the NFLPA, and the league. And they kind of determine these things, and they get involved in things that they probably shouldn't have. They go, look, we'll let the criminal justice system handle this. You know, it's not, you know, it's their code of conduct or whatever. You're hurting these players for allegations.
I think it's quarterback privilege is what I think it is. Because when you see these suspensions come down, they're way lighter on the quarterbacks, because the quarterbacks sell tickets. They put asses in seats. They also determine whether a team wins or loses, for the most part. That is the field general. So these quarterbacks, they get the lesser sentences. You look at Calvin Ridley, wide receiver. Full year, Josh Gordon, wide receiver, get him out of here. He had to crawl back to the NFL. Then he smoked weed again like a jack off, and he got basically outed at that point. But running backs, like, I don't like, sure, running backs are pretty important too. And unless they, you know, they knock somebody out on camera, they don't get in much trouble either.
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, look at guys like, you know, stupid Alvin Kamara. Nothing's come down yet for him. And him and his four buddies almost killed a guy in Vegas. Like, they beat him down during the Super Bowl. You know, they were out there just partying and beat the crap out of this guy. He should be in jail for that. And I've read a little bit about it. Like, oh, they're still kind of figuring it out. Da 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 da. Meanwhile, his assholes at practice, he's gonna end up playing. And he really was a criminal. Like, he really beat somebody down. I just feel like it's obvious that money controls everything, and this conduct policy is a farce. It is stupid, and you know, it's just their way of controlling everything. And it should be a lot more simple than that. I say don't give them a suspension at all. If that's how you want to, if you want to do things, just go by the law. Just say, okay, well, the guy didn't get prosecuted, then no suspension. But do that for everybody.
I think they made a mistake when they got involved in the Roethlisberger thing under pressure from mostly journalists going, hey,
yeah.
And this is what they do. They've learned that it works, where they pressure people to do something. Now, maybe Ben Roethlisberger is a monster. I don't know, but the fact of the matter is that the police declined to get involved in that because, and then you go, well, it's because he's rich and famous, and you go, yeah, I don't know, maybe. You might be right. I don't know with that stuff, mm-hmm. but it's the best we got is this system. It's certainly not perfect, the jury system, the justice system that we have in this country. Justice is supposed to be blind, but man, it's the best we got. So if they decline to get involved, then why is the NFL and the NFLPA say we have to get involved now? Well, no, you don't. You forced yourself in this situation, and now you got to suspend every player for
allegations. Well, they let the media control them. That's why we have the Washington Commanders. You know, now look, first 6-game suspension. I went and looked at the damn schedule. That they got the easiest beginning of the season of any team in the NFL. Game one, they open up against the Panthers. Oh, darn. What are we going to do without our quarterback against the Panthers? Then they play the Jets. Then they play the Steelers, who are probably going to be starting a rookie quarterback. Then they play the Falcons. Ugh. Not until the fourth game will they have a challenge, and that is when they have to play the Chargers. But yeah, like, they don't have the toughest schedule. The first three games are very winnable. So, oh, big deal. Six games. Like I said, I'm not saying the guy deserves or doesn't deserve a suspension, but if you're going to suspend Tom Brady for four games for, you know, wanting a little bit less pressure in a football, I mean, Jesus, man, it's ridiculous. You could probably Google all the different reasons why people are suspended. I believe Devontae Adams got six games or maybe more for PEDs. I mean, that's not sexual, you know, assault.
Oh,
or whatever
are you talking about DeAndre Hopkins this season?
Or DeAndre Hopkins,
yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, because the guy, you know, is taking a little supplements to try to keep himself on the field more. I say make those all legal. I say make all drugs legal.
Steroids,
in all sports.
Too, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, dude, openly do them. I want to see every baseball player 300 pounds and jacked. I want to see everybody looking like Sammy Sosa before he took the pigment stuff to make himself look weird. I want to see everybody with big, fat Barry Bond heads. You know, I want to see every NFL player, you know, is just killing each other. Every time they tackle each other, they just rip their arm off. You know, that just let them do it. Who cares? So sick of everything. So stupid.
You're right, though. That is a good meltdown because the league is interjected itself, and now it's stuck to look. I'm sure he's a creep. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Usually, I mean, there's a lot of allegations that a lot of people have been accused of a lot of different things, and I don't know. MLB does it too, where they at the slightest thing they just go, you're done. What's that pitcher? Oh, man, he pitched for the Dodgers, I think. Trevor Bauer.
Yeah.
Remember, he was like in his prime.
Boy. Sure.
And he got an allegation of some sexual misconduct involving some sort of rough sex with a woman.
Yes.
And they go, you're done. He's a big name on a big market team that's, you know, World Series contender. And they're just like, that's it, you're done. We can't, because we can't have the bad press, I'm assuming. Then they find text messages from this chick that's like, oh, yeah, I liked when you know, did these terrible things to me, and she came back for more. So he's like, listen, you know, yeah, it was two adults that were doing
weird stuff. We're into weird stuff. Yeah. She likes me to donkey punch her. What do you want?
You know, and it's like, is there any culpability for these? Like, just if the police don't get involved, then the league doesn't need to get involved.
Uh-huh.
And when the justice system does get involved, then I think after you go through trial, then you kind of go, all right, now we can act and suspend or, you know, ban or whatever you need to do. But, man, I feel like they're wrecking the sport right now with this stuff. I'm not a Deshaun Watson fan. Like I said, I think he's
probably
a creep, but also – you know, we're supposed to be guilty or innocent until proven guilty. Now it's kind of the other way around, you know, for a reason, for a good reason. And it's so, you know, innocent people don't go to jail. And sometimes guilty men and women go free. But it's the best we got, man. If you could think of anything else better, great. But until then, I think this is the best we got. And I don't know. It's just sticking your nose in places that you shouldn't because of this social pressure. And I hope that they're learning their lesson, but now they set the precedent, so it's going to continue on this way.
Yeah, so that is my meltdown.
Good one.
I'm sorry.
I liked it.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Yeah, no, it's fine.